Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to The Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. I am here with Tim Convey.
Hello, Greg.
Tim, you got a Thanksgiving hat?
Yep, Thanksgiving. It's a very special episode of The Consumers. Set decorations. I wore a special hat.
The hat's really awesome.
Real excited.
Is there a story behind it?
It's that company, Baseballism.
I've been there.
Make a lot of cool hats. So this is, if you can see, Randy, if you get in there.
Tail feathers is a catcher's mitt.
Yep, it's a turkey. Thanksgiving, and then it's a catcher's mitt, so it incorporates baseball and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Nobody really asked for, but it's a cool hat.
I like it. And the decorations, I'm going to guess this is a Kate Convey production.
Yeah, when I was grabbing some stuff for the pod today, I saw those because I realized they should be up at our house to some degree, and I thought, you know what? People complain about the table. We'll spice it up a little bit.
Not complaining now, are they?
No.
No.
It's a very special holiday episode.
Yeah, I think the fall colors sort of fit perfectly with our table.
Yep.
Some people really hate this table, though.
I know. We leave the leaves and then the thankful sign. I think it's
I'm also here with Sean O'Brien.
There we go, man. I mean, I gave you, that was like 2 minutes, man. I was like, I know I missed the first seven last week.
Yeah, last time it was much longer than 2 minutes before you got here.
I know.
We do have some, well, Sean, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. Yeah. And I appreciate Tim putting these together. This is how my dad threw Christmas lights on our little tree outside. It was just, it took 3 minutes. He just chucked them on and plugged it in.
Like a pile.
Yeah. I mean, clearly.
I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's nice.
I was going to hang from here, but I was running a little bit late. But if you guys, those that view, just picture it up there. It would have been nice.
Yeah, we have on the front of the terrible table, we have the word thankful.
Thankful.
And then we have some sort of felt leaves attached by a piece of string, strewn about the table, and they are in the orange, what'd you call that, burgundy, and yellow colors.
There's also a pumpkin spice aroma being pumped into the studio today, just to get us into.
Got it.
Just Dallas in the spirit.
I thought it was Randy's new dog, but
it's a little bit. It's a mix.
Yeah. Randy's got a dog by the way.
Yeah. What's the dog's name?
Gustav.
That's great.
Yeah.
Love that.
We got a few sort of housekeeping items to take care of before we get to business, and we've got a lot of business today. We got all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah,
really fun stuff, actually.
Yeah.
I had told a story about a walk last episode, and it involved me throwing out the walk. There were some accusations that maybe I didn't get the straight story from the sales associate. And that's not how you say it.
It's all right.
Yeah. And what are you saying? Walk?
Walk.
Oh. You know what a walk is?
You walk. I'm saying walk. No, I went back. Walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It sounds like he's saying like whack. I'm just saying it didn't sound like he was saying it right, but fair enough. Go on.
Walk.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So
contextually, you knew what I meant, right?
I did. I'm just doing what you do to me. Yeah. It doesn't feel good, does it? Doesn't feel good to get corrected like that. This is the world I live in. This is my journey, and now you're in my shoes.
How many worlds do you live in?
What's that?
How many worlds do you live in?
Yeah,
the logic and the why.
It's a world of conveniently switching worlds. That's the world you live in.
All right, so associate
and I made some accusations.
Greg just shot a special this weekend in Columbus.
He's sleeping. I'm exhausted.
He had a show yesterday, got back late. It was exhausting. We were all in Columbus. We had a great time. We'll get into that. But if we're all moving a little bit half speed today, you understand why.
I'm going to pull it together.
No, okay? You are. I'm not worried about it.
Pull it together. I made some accusations against the Crate and Barrel Corporation, I believe.
Yeah.
And I need to retract those. I was not in a Crate and Barrel. I was in a Williams Sonoma.
Oh. Yeah. Emma, my wife used to work for Crate and Barrel, so she'll be very glad to hear this.
Yeah, and I hope she can just pass it along, sort of run it up the chain that, like, hey, we are not enemy number one of Crate and Barrel. And I'm not even sure that the Williams Sonoma person did anything specifically wrong. I do, because I am positive she said, you can heat this thing as high as you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at the instruction. It says, do not put over medium.
Yeah.
So, anyways, it was Williams-Sonoma. It wasn't Crate and Barrel.
Okay.
So I just want to clear that up.
Good. So we made a wrong thing right. That's nice.
That's big of you.
Yeah, we're going to make more mistakes, and we're going to try to correct
course,
them when we
man.
Know about it.
Yeah, I'm good for 9 screw-ups a show, minimum.
You had 2 already, because you, while Randy was out of the room when we were setting up, you fell down twice and almost did
something. Sorry, Randy.
Crazy
damage. I don't know, man. I hurt my foot in Columbus.
How? When?
I don't know. I tripped on something. Man, I can't. I walk funny, and I'm heavy, and I tip over a lot. It's not good. And I just tripped over the TV.
Yeah,
and
he almost.
And I almost bit it, and then I caught myself on the Randy's TV stand. And
your very nice computer and your monitor almost were obliterated.
But they weren't, Randy. Don't panic. Nothing got damaged. Just I fell to the floor. I went down, man.
Speaking of Sean, clear something up, highlight something. Sean showed up late last time. He came in. He sat down really quickly. And I'll give our viewers, our listeners credit, man. They do not miss many details. And several of them mentioned that Sean had a large piece of duct tape on his pants when he came in. And they were very entertained by that. As a matter of fact, almost like it was a crime scene or something, or like they like highlighted it. They took a screenshot.
Yeah.
And then they circled it.
Yeah,
and of course, the only way you would see that sticker is if I was running late, because in no world am I ever standing up during the show. So that would be the only possible way you would notice
on
video.
You could have had that
on
every episode, for all we know.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it?
Dude, Heather girl got me a new pair of pants. And it was like
the Levi's duct tape.
Yeah. I think it was like Sam's Club. That's the thing. You know it's not a high end item of clothing when the sticker's on.
It cannot have been part of the pants.
What do you mean?
No, he's saying that's what it was. He's saying it wasn't duct tape. It was the thing that says the size.
No, you know when they put like your waist and length?
Yeah.
You know when they stick it on? That's what it was.
A sticker with the size on it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our viewers are saying duct tape.
I mean, on the back.
Yeah, no, I don't know, wherever it was, I didn't peel it off. And then, then what I did was, during the show, I'm not even thinking that there's video. I'm just like, I'll just peel it off subtly and nobody will say anything, which to this point, nobody has.
Yeah.
So maybe I just re-ratted myself out by saying that, but where
it's
so
a
what they
project
caught
for our, our viewers.
At some point, unless the camera just wasn't on me,
yeah.
I just peel it off, I throw it on the ground, and I'm like, yeah, you know, whatever. Nobody said a word, though. So
did you pick it up after the show, or did you expect Randy to do it?
We got our maintenance team in here, man.
Randy, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing fantastic, man. How are you guys doing?
Good. Randy, for those of you who don't know, is our producer. He used to tour with the Allman Brothers,
mm-hmm.
Or some version of that band.
Mm-hmm.
No tours coming up, though.
No, I have no tours coming up. I have producing your podcast coming up.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah, man.
You toured with Greg Allman's son, right?
Yeah, we were in a band together.
What was the name of the band?
Back then, we were called the Dark Horses.
The Dark Horses.
The Dark Horses. Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. And then is Devin Allman still playing?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, he's still going. Totally. Yeah. He's I think out right now, as a matter of fact.
Okay, good. Well, keep us up to date on that.
Please do.
Yeah, especially if you start playing again. We'd like to get out there and see it. I mean, those are the two main issues I wanted to bring up. We got something later, some really exciting stuff going on.
Yeah,
this is one of maybe the highlight of the podcast.
Historical, yeah.
Yeah, for us, it is a momentous occasion,
mm-hmm.
but we're gonna leave it for later.
Yeah.
But I shot a comedy special in Columbus, Ohio this
weekend.
Yeah,
you did.
And I had, I don't know, 50 people, friends, family came in. Doesn't include just we had a ton of Nate Land fans, a ton of Consumers fans there. It was a really awesome experience. I'll just do it now. I have a lot of people to thank.
Yeah.
Nate Bargatze, most importantly.
And he's
Abigail
right over here. He doesn't
Bargatze.
Like to be on camera, but he's thank you.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, yeah. We already said it was Randy, so your shtick.
No, he's right. There's a whole team of people.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Abigail was there. Adrian Culp was there. from Nateland Productions. But I do want to say, and maybe I'll make it a little bit awkward, but my two buddies were there, Tim Convey and Sean O'Brien, and they got me through the weekend. And they were both very supportive and outstanding, and I'm grateful for both you guys. So
you bet, man. Thank you. That was, you did it. It was great, man. I mean, these are big things, you know. You get two shows, you spend whatever amount of time getting ready for it, and you came in and you knocked it out, and it was a heck of a job, man.
I can't wait for people to see it. Thank you for including us in all of it, but the hour is spectacular.
Yeah.
And what a great place. So shout out to the Columbus Funny Bone. Funny Bone's amazing. All the Nateland folks. And
But you guys both stepped up.
And there were some consumer people. Now I'm doing it. Consumer people there.
It's not so fun.
I feel bad. I'm bad with names, but a couple flew in from Baltimore to Columbus.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really cool.
People drove up from Kentucky. There were
I met the Kentucky people. I don't know if I met the Baltimore people.
Yeah, the Baltimore people were there. They were wonderful.
A lot of Ohio people, obviously. But
there's also the first show the three of us have done together since the podcast came out.
Oh, that is true. On Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night before we taped. We did a show together, and that was a blast. We'll keep you posted. But you guys drove up together. I got in a couple days early. You guys drove up together, and I got it from both sides. Like, he got to me first and was just saying that you were teeing off about that you just basically you wouldn't shut up the whole car ride, and you were running your mouth about how corporate America was evil. It was just on one of your Sean rants. And then he came to me later and was like, Tim's a very dangerous driver, and I let him drive my car, and I shouldn't. And I'm never doing it again. Now, before, I was saying, hey, guys, because he had radio and I needed you there.
Yeah.
So it was a time crunch. And I was like, what are you going to do about this? He drives incredibly slow.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to take over.
Yeah.
And he was like, there's no way he's driving my car. It sounds like he did. Let's hear it. What happened on this trip?
All right. So it's a 6.5 hour drive, right, roughly. So I pick up Tim. I don't even get a hello. He goes, hey, I'll drive. I go, good morning, man. He goes, nah, man. He goes, you know, I'll do it. He goes, you know, you've only been awake for 30 minutes. I've been up since 5 a.m. It's safer that I drive.
We had to get there. It was so important.
Okay, so
he was giving us the routine about getting there on time. We had to get there.
Right, so let me continue. So I go, no, let me take this. Let me get us to Indiana, which is probably 2 hours. And Tim's like, you mean two, like to the beginning of Indiana? He's like, I don't know. Basically, I'm saying I'll just drive the first two. He'll drive the last four. I got us in the end, and what did you say to me? You go, you did good. I did a good job.
He did a great job. He did not drive ultra slow. He set a good pace. I still was like ready to take over, but absolutely, I will compliment you. You did not drive like an idiot.
10. Just keep it 10 over. You're almost guaranteed no problems. Just 10 over. I kept it. And then I throw him the ball. I'm like, you know what? Well, let him have his way.
Yeah.
Because he's going to keep hitting me. So I gave him the keys, and now he blew it. He's on probation with me.
What
he's
did just I do wrong?
Dude, you gotta.
You only got after me one time.
You're just on. You're on your phone too much, man. You're on the phone
more than him?
Too much.
More than him?
No, he's the worst offender.
Okay.
He's in the
then
Hall
what
of
are we
fame.
Talking about? Never,
you do it a lot, too.
No, I'm doing GPS.
I saw you watch a whole Buffalo Bills game on the phone one time.
I was streaming it, but I wasn't looking at it. I did it for audio purpose only, so that's a different
No, you were looking at it.
But I mean, the point is, though, like, Tim, the only thing that Greg does, Greg will text, like, actually, like, type text and drive.
I
you actually do the voice.
We don't need to.
You'll do the voice text.
Why do we have to tell people what I do?
Because you're a danger to society, and I want people, I mean, if they see that Acura out there, man, to just stay away. So I would say in no way am I putting Tim in Greg's class. I mean, Tim, are you ever driving my car again? No. No,
are
you're
you
never driving my $1,200 car ever again. That's what it is worth. It's a 2012 Toyota Camry
What was I doing?
I don't know. You just do business.
No,
like,
I don't.
And the reason you do, because you get so locked in that I'll like ask you questions, and then you're just out. You're just so zoned into what you're doing. And then I'll be like, man, Tim, your hair looks stupid. And you're like, right. Like, I'm like, he's not listening to anything.
True.
He is so locked in.
I sent a few voice texts, Sean.
Sean's car, by the way, it's he's driving basically a totaled car.
Yeah.
I mean, because
I mean,
you got smashed, and they told you, we'll buy the car. And you're like, no, I'm going to drive it.
Tell what it is, man. It's a Camry. I'll tell you, those cars aren't pretty, but they got teeth.
They do.
Those cameras don't die.
But it is smashed in on
my driver's side door has a pretty nice dent in it. Yeah.
And the passenger, or the back seat. The back seat has both of them.
There's
it's a smashed in car.
A small dent in the rear.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm not driving because I can't be seen.
And you take this car to like a high end car wash.
I go to
Waterway.
Where it's like, yeah,
it's
clean
like
it up.
A $35 car wash.
$44 for the work.
$44 to get a totaled car.
The thing is, I don't care about the outside. They do the inside. That's what I want, man. They do the vacuum and the shampoo and all that.
But
in order to get the inside, you have to have the outside done.
Right.
So I pull up and they're like, I'm like here for the car wash. And they're looking at they're like, oh, this car? And I'm like, oh, man. I was like, listen, you don't have to dry down the driver's door, man. I don't want the person cutting their hand. There's a huge dent.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is one of those, you have to get out of the car.
You're right. If you start drying that thing, you're going to slice your fingers
open. Yeah, dude, yeah. You're going to be in the emergency room in 2 hours. The worst part is, so you get out of the car, they just throw it through on the ramp with nobody in it. And then it goes out to a sea of cars being cleaned. And then you're in a waiting room with like 20 people.
Yeah.
And then they just wave the towel. And I have to do that walk of shame because everyone's looking like, man, who's got the totaled car to decide, you know what this needs? A bath. Yeah. This is what this car needs. This thing, forget just putting it into
Before
a junkyard.
I take it to the junkyard.
Yeah, let me just shine it up for him. I'm getting the wheels sprayed.
No. It's like, we could fix it. We could replace this panel. Why don't we just try cleaning it first? See if that's
it
for you.
It is. They do take. It's always a white towel, and they're like,
They last.
I like
it
to
up.
walk outside and be like, so you're sure you surrender?
Right? Yeah. It's like I just feel embarrassed because every car there is, I swear, it's a $30,000 or up car type place, and my car, right now, I could sell a private party. $2,300.
$2,300. Mm-hmm.
But I will say, man.
I doubt it.
No. Dude, Toyota Camry, say what you want. They don't die. Yeah. I have 190,000 miles in this thing, and all I've done is change oil and fix brakes, and that's it. No maintenance. I won't transmission
which,
fluid, none.
It's a good drive.
Which, I believe you need a new brake job.
I do, because they were squeaking today. But nonetheless, that's all I've done. Yeah. So,
Sean fixed my TV, though. I got to give it up to him, man. He came over today.
I nailed it.
I got a new TV, and it just didn't work.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, let me fix it for you.
And now it's fine.
Yeah. And you guys, you know what? You want to know what I did?
Oh, yeah.
You want to know what I did?
Yeah.
This is crazy. This is the craziest thing. I restarted the Fire Stick. And that's it. That's what I did. And somehow Greg's like, man, this guy's like a wizard with electronics. Yeah. That's how far back he is.
Hey,
with
man,
his
I'm glad you did it.
He's
you
like, the guy's a hero, man.
He'll
He's
be
like,
recommending you to friends and stuff.
He called
I got a guy. I got to get my buddies a mechanic.
TV's work. Works.
Yeah. Restart Fire Stick.
I don't think I was that bad. You really wouldn't. If we had a trip tomorrow,
you're
you
done, buddy.
No, I would let you. I will say the weather was. I mean, it was super gray skies. It was rainy.
Gross.
And once
we
got
into there.
Columbus, man, there was a little aggressive on the stop. You're a late breaker,
what kind of business is he conducting?
I don't know, man. He does. He's just got, and I do love it. Tim has got a lot going on. I
band
don't fault
business
him, but it's just
bands,
Ludo stuff, punk rock Christmas
stuff,
radio stuff. Yeah. Getting, I don't know, whatever's going. I mean, he just had a lot going on, and I'm just like this. But there was you had about three penalties, man. Yeah, you had about three, like. But you did. We got there on time.
4.5 hours behind the wheel. That's not that bad. That I irritated you.
It was good,
especially with the weather at the end.
And then
we didn't have any close calls.
You were teeing off about corporate America. Heather,
I'm sure I was. I was. I got off.
You got worked
something.
Up. You got worked up a couple times.
Yeah.
About.
Yeah.
I think it was just corporate.
Yeah.
America.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember what it was. And.
Well, Sean will take the conversation to where he wants it to go. So you could be talking about anything, and he will weave into corporate America.
Oh,
if
yeah.
That's his flavor of the day. If that's the thing he woke up thinking about irritated about, he will take you on that ride.
I know what you're saying. My dad does that sometimes. So you're saying, you're like, hey, man, could you pass the ketchup? Ketchup, let me tell you about Ford is doing with these cars.
Yep. Yeah. Nobody said that. Nobody brought it up. Yeah, but he's like, and that's why. And I'm telling you, as if he's trying to convince me. If I've expressed any resistance whatsoever to anything he's trying to express. Yeah.
Here's what you said. You think I like to argue, which I was a little sour on.
I forgot about that.
So now I'm against the wall, because either say, yeah, I like to argue, which means I'm agreeing with you, or I have to push back and be like, no, I don't like to argue, which I'm then in turn arguing.
Oh, that's
so it's a trap job.
It's a trap job, but you completely, that's all, that's your favorite thing to do is argue.
I was surprised you were taken aback by it.
Rather win an argument than be right about something.
No, and let me explain to you why you're
wrong. What I'm saying is sometimes like you know you're wrong, but you're like, I can't lose this argument because then it's going to go in the loss column and it's going to go on my record. You like arguing.
Man, I'm very passionate about my opinion.
That's where we landed.
Here's all I'll admit. Yeah. I focus on the inconsequential. Something that has no importance, I will just scream from the rooftops if there's an injustice. Where most people are like, who cares? Who cares? Like yesterday we went to McDonald's because Heather, my girlfriend, eats McDonald's. And it's nothing was, I don't know, we're in the middle of Ohio. 33 minutes, not in the drive-thru, in line. And at minute 15, I'm like, I'm walking. And I'm like, all I want is a refund.
I'm on your side here.
You can't get a refund because there's no, the cashier, they just left. They were gone. They were just gone. So I just left. I go, Heather, I'm leaving. I go, you have 10 minutes or I'll just leave you at this McDonald's and you can figure it out.
She had to stay in line by herself in the McDonald's?
I was making a scene. So she asked me to leave the property. I was making a scene and I was yelling rather loud and she was getting embarrassed and she's like, stop.
Just go.
She's like, just go outside. Just go outside and just walk around the car. Please leave.
I wish I could have been there.
She's like, please. She's like, I'll do anything you want. Just please. We can play all the music you want. We'll play the YouTube, your whole trip, anything you want. You can spray cologne. I don't care. Just get out of this building. So I did. And I waited and she just came out at 33 minutes.
Speaking to Sean, you told me something because Sean's been kind enough to fill in on the radio recently on your morning radio program.
Oh, yeah.
In for Courtney last week, and he did something that the listeners glommed onto.
Yeah, I've had three people say I'm in trouble with your co-host, Courtney.
So, Sean, I left. I took a Friday off, and Sean came in to the radio show.
Oh, he's filling in for you, yeah.
No, I was with in? You. You and
Oh, Brenda. I was in. Courtney was out. Courtney was out on a trip. Sean came in and did the radio show with Brando and I. Courtney show here in St. Louis. He was terrific. He did a great job. That was on a Friday?
It was a Friday.
And on Monday, Courtney came in and said, I cannot wear these headphones because they smell so much like Sean's cologne.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
She didn't have a choice. We didn't have other ones. She wore them.
I know.
Then Tuesday, she brought in Lysol wipes.
Yeah.
Wiped it down.
Still couldn't do it.
And then still was passing around the room. And we're all like, oh my God, it smells like Sean. And then just the wearing of them. Then she goes, she's like, just smell me. Just smell my hair. And it smelled like Sean.
Oh, man, I actually feel bad now.
Like,
you should.
Why
do you feel bad for her when you've never felt bad for me? Never once. When I'm like, hey, man, the car smells like your cheap cologne.
Yeah, well, you're just complaining. It's like what you accuse me of. You're just complaining to complain. Like, it doesn't really bother you.
I don't like the smell of it.
Well, I don't believe you at all. I don't believe you.
Courtney would never lie.
Well, I mean, if I'm not there, and for her to go through all that, it's not like she's doing a bit.
Okay, here's the thing. Leave. I'm going to complain to Tim about it, and then you'll believe that I don't like your cologne?
Look at, man. Honestly, people are getting tired of it. I really thought I was onto a good thing with my Creed Aventus.
You're not moving on. It's part of who you are, and I like it.
I think I'm done, man.
Shut up. Let him be done.
It seems to be causing more havoc in my life than positivity. So now it's on Courtney. It's somehow sucked
this
through her earbuds.
So funny though,
Greg
man.
Hates it.
Greg has hated it for 10 years and he didn't move one inch. But Courtney, Courtney says.
But that we're in that little studio and then it's her headphones.
Yeah, it's pretty personal,
When did you put it on that morning? That's what we were asking on
air.
He went into the bathroom and put on an extra, like every time he goes to the bathroom, he puts on a little extra.
I think
it's a good idea, but I didn't do that.
Dunked the headphones.
No, man. You close on, three squirts, gone.
20 minutes before you got to the studio.
Probably 20, yeah. Okay. It's just, I forget how good it is, and I'm nose blind to it, so I'm done. If I'm ever, who knows, I might be banned from the studio now. But if I'm ever welcome back, I'll just, 86, like today, nothing. This is just natural me. This is just...
It's in there.
This
though.
Is just Duke Cannon body wash, and I'm done.
It's in your pores
it
for
is
life.
Your pores.
You're just that guy. You wear cologne, you got a waterbed.
Dude, I love a waterbed.
I know you.
That was the greatest thing in 1988, man.
You got a waterbed.
My uncle had one, man. We'd like power bombing that thing.
Somehow you're going to get a Corvette.
What happened to the waterbed, man? It just kind of phased out in early 90s, the waterbed.
Somebody still got them. The deal with waterbeds was it was cool. It was a luxury. And everyone just acted like they were great. And then finally people are like, all right, we have to stop faking
this. They're kind of right? gross.
Yeah. Or like, maybe your back's like all, you have like spinal stenosis after 2 years of sleeping on it or something. Because maybe it's not just the design is not, I don't know. I just assumed something is wrong with it because I don't hear about them.
Yeah.
I haven't heard about them since this is the first I heard about waterbed.
I would like
years.
To have some, you know, there's some graduate program that's funded. You know, I'd like some grad student to do research on the sort of intersection of guys wearing cologne in the 70s and waterbeds and Corvettes.
Mustaches.
And mustaches and hot tubs. And see how they all sort of, they all sort of group together, I
yep.
think. That's Randy, you were in a rock and roll band with the Allman Brothers. You had to be on a lot of waterbeds and in a lot of hot tubs.
No, man, I don't really. Hot tubs are kind of gross to me, and waterbeds are kind of weird.
What about cologne?
I love cologne, dude. So if you're getting rid of that cologne, dude, I'll take it.
He's not retired.
No, I'm not gonna wear it anymore. I'm sick of hearing. I'm getting too many shots. But I'll tell you, man, go to a Sebastian Maniscalco show.
It's all.
Well, that guy, Italian guys.
Who? What'd you say?
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Oh.
I was at one of his shows. It was cologne everywhere.
In the whole arena?
You just smell it.
You could smell it in the whole arena?
Guys, he's admitted. I'm not saying something that's private knowledge. This is known stuff.
Where are we? We're at episode 177, and we got into the racist stuff. That's when we're taking shots at the Italians.
What do you mean? I think it's part of culture. I think it's racist.
It's Irish versus Italian thing. Speaking of Sean's self-worth, we got to ask you a question because this came up at breakfast in Columbus.
This is intense.
Sean, I guess, had a near miss. He almost got hit by a car.
Almost got hit by a car.
All right.
How? He fall down?
It's pretty wild over there in that eastern place.
It is. Okay. They don't have stoplights at the crosswalk. You hit the buzzer and then like the yellow thing lights up. And it was on the car, legit. Okay. So the first car stopped. The second car didn't stop. Almost smashed into me, hit the brakes, and I'm yelling. I was like, you idiot, what are you doing? And then I calmed down. I go, I gave him the I'm sorry. And then we walked in, and there we go.
So Sean says, he explains that he almost got hit by a car. And I make the joke that like, that would have been a bummer tonight. We would have to push doors 30 minutes, you know, if you'd been killed. And then Sean says, he goes, I mean, even if I had, he'd have to still do the special. He goes, there's all these cameras here and stuff. So we got it. And he was completely serious that you would continue with the special had he been hit by a car.
If I got hit by a car and didn't make it,
if you
I was
died?
Like, the show, the show wouldn't go on. The show must go on, I mean, guess.
No, you were completely serious saying that like maybe he'd push the first one, but that it would do it.
Yeah. And Tim's like, that's insane.
That's
basically, Tim's point is there would be no show.
Yeah, we would shoot it.
You're not coming back.
Greg said,
I'm with you, buddy. I think we do the show.
I love you, man. I just said up front how grateful I was you were there.
I know, man.
You guys are extremely important to me, but
I mean, you take a couple
cameras
hours.
Cameras are all there.
Yeah, we'd have been like, Sean would have wanted this.
Yeah.
The camera people have been paid for. It's like, this money will go to waste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you do that thing, you know, this is what you do. You'd be like, Sean would have wanted it this way.
Yeah.
That's the one. You'd be like, I know Sean, and he would have wanted it.
That's the dirtbag thing that Marty did at Jen's funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when he said he wanted me to button line, and I wouldn't do it because I didn't want to have that karma on me. And he said, Jen would have wanted it like this. And I was like, no. Yeah. That's like a kind of thing that a cologne wearing waterbed guy would say.
Exactly.
Nah, Jen. Hey.
Yeah, you speak for the deceased.
He don't want it like this. Well, we still got more exciting stuff, but we are the consumers, and we feature one brand every week. This week's brand comes compliments of Emma Convey. It was her idea originally because it is Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
We are doing honey baked ham. How about that, guys?
There you go.
Holiday episode.
Holiday episode. First holiday episode, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
what do you mean?
Do you count Halloween?
Oh, right. Yeah, we didn't lean into
it. We didn't really lean into it, though, did we? I mean, we didn't have decorations.
And we went.
We did not.
We taped the week before anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. This episode is coming out. It is being recorded the Monday before Thanksgiving.
Correct.
Which is the Monday after my special, and it is going to come out the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So,
which is our tomorrow.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it in perspective.
I got all mixed up there.
Thanksgiving episode, honey baked ham.
Honey baked ham.
We don't have product show to showcase, but that's
whatever great. Product showcase. But you and I had lunch today at the Honey Baked Ham.
We did, man, and it was awesome.
You can go in there and you can get a sandwich.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
Some of them, some of the newer ones, you can, you know, it's like a little cafe. You can sit down like it's a restaurant. But we went to the one on Manchester and Kirkwood Road. It's been there my whole life.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a place to sit down, so we each got a sandwich and took it back to my house and had it.
Explain what it is for someone who is like, I don't even know what that is. Because this
sandwich
might be
the
least
you take a
popular.
Piece of bread, you have it on the top, and then another one on the bottom, and there's meat in the
I
middle.
I think that's, let me check the notes.
You
want to
check it? Yeah.
And then sometimes you put like
what
lettuce,
do you want us
tomato.
To explain?
Yeah.
Honey Baked Ham, because it's probably the least known of the things that we've gotten into. What is the business?
I agree.
Don't know.
Jim,
let's do it. All right. Well, let's start from the beginning then.
Okay.
I was going to get there, but let's start from the beginning.
Great.
Yeah, because you don't have a framework here. I get it.
Right.
Harry J. Honselaar. I should have looked at the pronunciation. It may be Honselaar. It may be Honselaar. Harry worked at a butcher shop. And he noticed that people had a hard time carving hams. He had the idea for a spiral ham slicer. Have you ever had a honey baked ham?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Have you?
Yeah. No, not until today.
So I'm,
but you just had a sandwich. I mean, when you if somebody's got an Easter ham, it's the way it comes off the ham is that spiral slicing is so cool.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how to explain it, but it just comes right off, you know.
Yeah. In the real thin little kind of sheets of ham.
Yeah, it's natural. It's perfect.
It is not natural.
It is definitely not natural.
Well, I don't know. he said the idea for the ham slicer came to him in a dream. Yeah.
Yeah.
He built his prototype spiral slicer using a tire jack, a pie tin, a washing machine motor, and a knife.
Right.
That is awesome.
It is, if you believe it. I think maybe he just didn't want somebody to copy him, so he's trying to send people on like a false trail.
Okay.
So he just like looked in his garage, was like, yeah, use that and that and that. When he's like, I'm going to send him off on a wild goose chase to
pocket
try to.
Pocket lint. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What year are we talking here?
57?
1924, I think he had the idea. I believe 49, it was patented.
Okay.
Yeah. So it took a while. I think it was the python that was holding him up.
Well, I can see. Yeah,
and then also, he forgot to take some of the laundry out of the when he pulled out the washing machine
motor,
there was a sock in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you don't want a dirty sock.
In fact,
even want a clean sock.
We'll go. That's where ripped jeans start.
Is that right?
From really?
Guy, he starts sawing with his little tools and then pulls in the jean. Mm-hmm. You can thank old NORAD or whatever his name is.
Honselaar.
Whatever. Who cares, man? You know
Honselaar,
what I mean.
NORAD. Isn't NORAD some sort of a missile system?
Yeah.
Space, I believe it defense, is. But yeah.
Yeah. In the 1930s, he sold his honey glazed hams to drugstores in Detroit. That's the thing. It's kind of cool back then. I like that. There was a counter. I remember a little of that, not at Walgreens, but at like Woolworths or a place like that. You could. There's a soda fountain or whatever. You can go eat at the drugstore. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool if you go to. I spent so much time at Walgreens. I would like to be able to get like a hamburger.
Yeah.
Or a ham.
Yeah.
A ham sandwich or something like that.
Be great. Game changer.
And he would teach the clerks there the procedure of slicing ham for sandwiches. And he later bought a drugstore in Detroit. And it was the woman had died.
Correct.
The guy had died and the widow didn't want to be in the drugstore business anymore. And she sold it to him for $500. And eventually that turned into the first honey baked ham location. Am I right on that, buddy?
100%, man.
It was the Honey Baked Ham Company and Cafe. That opened in 1957. Today,
that was 57.
Today, they have 440 stores. Pretty big.
Yeah.
For you not to know about it.
It's great.
207.
I know about it. I'm saying not everyone does. I know about it. It was a part of my life growing up. But as opposed to some of our other brands like Starbucks and Dunkin', I think fewer people are familiar with what this thing is. So I'm saying let's get
some context.
So
you were the voice of the people when you were asking that question earlier.
Constantly the voice of the people
you're right.
Around here.
Okay.
Vote Condi.
they have 440 stores in 40 states. If you are in Alaska, Hawaii, Idaho, Iowa, Maine, Montana, North Dakota, Rhode Island, or Vermont, you cannot go. They don't have them. You're going to have to travel across state line like the Duke boys.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa, no honey baked hams.
Huh.
Why is that weird to me?
Tim? Because it feels farmish.
More specifically?
They like corn, and that goes with...
more specifically? Pig farmish. That's where all the pig farms are in Iowa.
Iowa?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't
know. Oh, was that like common sense stuff?
Yeah, pig farms are in Iowa.
Really?
And maybe Nebraska a little bit too, but I would bet you most all pig farms are Iowa, South Dakota a little bit, and Nebraska.
Hmm.
I think Larry the Cable Guy's dad was a pig farmer, and I think Cable Guy has a pig farm in Nebraska.
No kidding?
Yeah. Pig farms, that's a big deal in Iowa.
I didn't know that.
Percentage-wise, you're saying 90% of pork is probably out of Iowa. Is that what you're talking?
I didn't say any numbers.
Right. You just said it as if like everyone knows that pig farming.
I bet you it's the largest pig farming state.
That's fair.
I didn't say 90%. Now, there are, and I also heard this, the pigs up in that area in the Midwest, the sort of Iowa, South Dakota, Nebraska, they eat grain, they eat corn, okay? The pigs down in the South, they eat peanuts. And I saw varying opinions, but most people felt like the grain-fed pigs are better than the peanut-fed pigs.
Makes sense. You were right,
I was the top producer. We're looking at something on the internet.
One third.
So that's 33%, not the 90 that you said.
You're right.
But it is the number one pig farming state.
Yeah.
But the peanuts, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Because the pigs have a hard time cracking those shells, and they're going to be underfed, right?
Yeah. Right. So, well, and the muscles, too, that they're developing.
Exactly. They're getting real. Yeah. But Sean and I went there. Where do we want to go next? Let's talk about our visit. This is the Super Bowl for Honey Baked Ham Thanksgiving week.
Mm-hmm.
My agent, who you guys hung out with this weekend, Matt Bourne, is a long time, his family is a long time Honey Baked Ham, they're customers. They go every year for Thanksgiving. And Matt says, you go on the Monday before Thanksgiving, no wait. You go on the Tuesday, 20 minute wait. You go on the Wednesday, 5 hour wait.
Yep.
At the Honey Baked Ham Corporation.
That one by us, that week, there's police directing traffic.
There was a cop there today. Oh, it was great. And Sean and I talked to the cop. And I was there like, okay, this has got to be about the traffic, right? Okay. So we talked to him for a while. He was just standing outside. And I'm like, hey, you're only here during Thanksgiving, right? He goes, Thanksgiving and Easter. Yeah. And I go, I think he said Christmas too. And I go, is it the traffic or whatever? He goes, yeah. He goes, I don't get out there on the road. And I'm like, well, is there trouble in the line? He's like, I mean,
there's the people.
Yeah, I think they're fighting.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, I mean, like, I was like, you don't have to like use your taser or anything. And he's like, well,
I think they're fighting in the Honey Baked Ham line.
Oh, we should have gotten him in here.
Oh man, it was amazing. Dude, like,
it was great, man.
Holidays, like people get all wound up, and then that's the extra thing. That's not a regular part of your life. And it's like, you got to get the good. Someone else wants you to get one. I could see that getting real, real.
And by the way, this is a small store. I mean, this particular, I don't know if they're all like that. I mean, you're talking
8 parking spaces or something.
There's literally 10 parking spaces. And there's, after 15 people in that store, it becomes pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah. And, but it gets we got right in and
we got a good time.
Ordered a sandwich. The sandwich was very good.
Yeah.
My only criticism was, they use like a honey mustard, and I think that's a bit of a hat on a hat. I would rather have a regular or a spicy mustard to counteract the sweet ham, because the ham's got a honey glaze on it. I said, can I get just regular mustard? And she goes, well, I can give you packets.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm like, well, you know, no, I'll just take the honey glaze, which I'm just particularly lazy today. And I didn't feel like opening the packets and applying the mustard.
And that's when you told her, listen, I just did a comedy special of Nate Land. I don't have time.
Actually, one of the ladies knew him back there and was like,
oh, is that Greg, right?
Yeah, Greg's like the mayor of Kirkwood, Missouri. It's hilarious. But he's more famous than the mayor. That's the crazy. And every time I'm with him, and every time anywhere we go, somebody's like, and they just, so one of the girls behind the counter is like, oh my God, it's you, Greg. And she got all excited and she's like, how's the road? And we see at the Funny Bone. And
oh, it's great.
She loved it.
Let me open those packets for you.
I didn't want it. Once I knew I had fans, I had to shut up about the packets.
Yeah,
I was like, just give me the hickory honey mustard. And it was a good sandwich. Yeah, it was a good sandwich. The bread was very soft. They got a lot of stuff there. They had free samples, free turkey breast samples when you go in. There are quarter hams that serve 4 to 6 people. Half hams, they come in 5 sizes, 6 to 10 pounds. Whole hams, you could serve a party of 36 with those. And boneless hams, they don't have that signature around the bone spiral cut. The cut has to be with the bone in ham.
Yeah. The natural one.
Matt, my agent, says, now they use the ham, and I really like this, is they use it as a backup. I mean, it's available, but in case somebody screws up the turkey at Thanksgiving, which does happen.
Yeah.
My brother Devin, 3 years ago, it wasn't great, but they have it. They have that ham.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well, we don't have the turkey. It got screwed up, but we've got this ham, and it's pretty awesome.
Plan B.
Yeah.
We go big on Easter. Easter was when my family would hit honey baked ham.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are Catholic, right? Isn't that a thing? Yeah.
What, the ham thing?
Easter ham? I don't know. It just seemed, maybe not.
I don't know if it's because we were Catholic or just it was conveniently
located. Well, my dad grew up Jewish and does not really do much with Judaism anymore, but he does not eat pork.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we didn't have a lot of ham around.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like we couldn't have it, but for a family thing.
Right. That was big part of the spread over with my dad's side of the family.
It was always honey baked ham.
Yeah. So are they, is the honey baking, is that unique to them? Is that just a club name? Is everybody honey baking? What's the deal?
I think most of the, I think it's like 33% of the hams out there are honey baked. And there's a fresh ham.
Meaning, honey baked like theirs, that company's, or just.
No. 33% are like...
That's the preparation.
The preparation sugar and ham have gone together for quite a while time. Sweetness and ham. It goes back a couple hundred years. Also, they try to get the pineapple involved for a while, which I never really cared for. Yeah. There's pineapples on items. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that was Dole that tried to, was like...
Dole.
Yeah, Dole's like, hey, yeah, of course you have a pineapple.
Yeah,
pineapple,
they just chuck it. Well, wasn't it like on cottage cheese at one point?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a cherry on the pineapple, too, like a maraschino cherry on the pineapple, I think, sometimes on the ham. I'm pretty sure.
I can picture that, too.
Can you picture that?
Yeah.
Can I talk about our thing in the store still?
Yeah, sure.
This is the only thing. Now, look, they were very nice in there. And the sandwich I thought was great.
Yeah.
But it's like, here we go, corporate America. Here we go. I order and first thing.
Do you need me and him here for this?
let her have it? Yeah, Randy will hit record. We're going to go take a break.
You guys can punch out for 90 seconds.
This is what we call the Shauna Buster. It's a filibuster. But it's,
He delivers the Shauna log.
Just say we ordered, and then she's like, this is to go. And she goes, phone number. And in my head, I'm like, why? I gave it. So she has my number. So then I go, why do you want my phone number? And she kind of was spinning. She was like, well, then we kind of have she was very nice, but I'm saying it kind of has an idea where you're coming from. And I'm like, well, that to me, you would go zip code. What'd she say?
She had there was a lot of benefits. She had
reward program.
But if you get the phone number, you get the birthday and you get a thing.
Yeah. That's in addition to where if you sign up for the reward program, this is where I laughed. She goes, you just need your name, your address, your birthday, your email. Yeah. And I'm like, outside of my social security number, that's everything I gave for my car.
Might as well just give the social security.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just thought it was a little aggressive. So
yeah, it is. Mother's maiden name.
You gave it to
Mother's maiden name.
Yeah. I just go, nah, man.
Yeah. You do that any type of marketing transaction or, you're checking out or something and they ask for stuff. You just go, no. And do they move right on? Are they used to that or do they resist?
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, they're like, they get it. I mean, no, actually sometimes they're like, oh. They're taken aback, but sometimes I'm just in a hurry. It's not that I won't ever. Yeah. No, I'm just man, not today.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. So if she asked you for the number, would you give your phone number?
No, probably been like, nah, man.
I'm getting soft.
Yeah, man, you're a sucker.
You're not good.
You let people push you around.
I complain about it.
You complain about it, but you do nothing when it comes down to sticking up for yourself. All you do is you roll over and then you tee off on Tim and I and Heather and we're sick of it.
Heather is definitely sick of it this week.
Oh, man. Having Heather in the car.
Heather is done with me.
Because Sean and I have done many a road trip, but only so many with Heather. And it was nice for us to be kind of going at it and barking and then her to, I would forget she was there. Because for years we've been doing road trips. And then she'd just chime in and be like, I think actually what Tim's trying to say is I think he's making a pretty good point.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, Heather, no.
Yeah. She agrees with
Tim. Get me a granola bar.
Sean, what part of the pig is the ham from?
I'll go with chest.
Nope. Tim?
The rear?
More specific?
Leg, upper leg.
It's the back leg. The back leg.
All right. So.
Yeah. Back leg. That's where the ham comes from.
Great. Where's bacon from?
I believe it's in the middle. You can make bacon from pork belly, which is the bottom middle, but I think bacon actually comes from a little higher than that.
Okay.
Not the bottom middle. I know carnitas comes from the front leg is called pork shoulder, if you've heard that. Yeah, sure. that's the front leg and that's where carnitas comes from.
Mm-hmm.
It's also called pork butt, which is the pork butt is not the butt. It's the shoulder.
Interesting.
Front leg. Huh. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, now there's some, and she mentioned it when we were there. You don't want people injecting water into your ham, and there's a lot of that garbage going
Who's
on.
Doing that?
A lot, man. Of supermarkets.
It's a big problem in our country,
and it makes them spongy. Yeah, but they don't do that there. They brine them. The most common form of brining is wet brining, I believe it's called. There's wet and dry brining. You soak the ham in a liquid salt mixture.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's wet curing. Dry curing is you cover it in salt, and eventually it sort of permeates the meat.
And they're doing all this at Honey Baked.
I think Honey Baked is a wet curing.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Oh, so they do that and coffee. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
What's he talking about?
No, go ahead. No, oh, Keurig? Was that it?
Took us 9 seconds. Buddy. This is why I don't like throwing jokes.
You didn't throw in a joke.
That was a joke. It was bad.
I don't think that's... I mean, come on.
It was bad.
I did the kids show yesterday in Columbus. And they got you beat.
Hey, man, I'm trying. I'm just taking swings.
Keurig.
Yeah, whatever, man. You see what I was doing there. You don't have to like it. At least just, you know, A for effort on that one. Come on.
Talk about
a bad attitude you got.
It wasn't...
you don't have to like it.
It wasn't terrible. I should... It took me a second. I wasn't trying to...
You know, I mean, we've talked about, like, pre-show meetings. Hey, man, if you got something, you take a swing. And I just took a swing. I just missed the ball.
Yeah.
It's all right. You know, they're not all going to be winners.
We had some epic misses last week. It's good. And we're all slow in our game. If we were well-rested, if we hadn't just done this Columbus marathon... We might all be falling off our chairs at that joke, Sean.
That's right, true, man.
Yeah, Greg is tired.
I'd be like on the phone with my writer buddy, Mark Gross, like, mm-hmm. Hey, man, whatever show you're working on, I bet you Sean would sell you this curing Keurig that he's got. You can get it in there.
Yep.
I was about to say, a fresh ham is an uncured pork leg that has not been preserved with synthetic nitrates or nitrites, which makes it sound like hams, they have some nitrates in there, which I would guess. I mean, do you know how they actually get the glaze on?
With like a brush?
No.
Oh, because it's on each slice, right?
No, it's the ham. I mean, it's a ham.
On the outside of the ham?
Because it's crunchy.
Oh, yeah. The blowtorch.
It is a blowtorch.
Yeah.
Yeah, they blow.
Yeah.
Did you know this?
I think I did, honestly.
And here, I'm going to read this thing ahead. It said, Honey Baked Ham Company uses blowtorches to apply their signature sweet and crunchy glaze to their hams and turkeys. Certified master glazers hand apply the glaze, which includes sifting sugar and two layers of glaze and melting them in the slices with a blowtorch.
It's great.
I wonder how long it takes to be a certified master glazer.
I don't know.
Probably 3-4 year apprenticeship.
Yeah.
A lot of hazing, you think, that goes on?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, year one has got to be tough over there. Yeah.
You make your glazers.
Apparently, back, you know, that when you know, the steel mills were shutting down because all the steel was being moved to Japan, the steel production, a lot of those blowtorch guys came over to Honey Baked Ham, and that's where, yeah.
Really?
No.
And started, they just used those skills? No, it makes sense.
I every time I hear about Blowtorch, I just think of that movie Flashdance with Jennifer Beals. She was a dancer, you know. I think she maybe was a dancer in a strip club at one point, but she was also became a ballet dancer. Mm-hmm. She kind of spiced up. She brought a little life to the ballet.
She doesn't think she mixed the
two.
Seen before.
She mixed the two.
Yeah.
But during the day, she worked at a steel mill. She worked. She had one. She had the welding mask or whatever. And yeah.
And the onesie thing.
Yeah. Yep. I was talking to my agent about this yesterday. Somehow we got on this about the welding and the glazing, and we were like, you think she like the first few weeks on set, like she was like getting way into character too much as the welder and just wasn't like a very good dancer. And like, listen, they're watching this movie more for the dancing. It's called Flashdance. It's not welding. She's like, yeah, but I'm a method actor and I've been going to steel mills every day. We need you to go to the dancing classes.
Yeah. Talk to the choreographer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, I'm in this new welding class.
I'm doing the welding. I don't know if you saw what I was doing. Like, there's only 15 seconds of welding
in
the whole movie.
Yes. She's really passionate about it.
It's Jennifer Beals.
That's what I said.
And Jessica Biel.
Biel.
Got it. Okay.
Jennifer Beals.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's in all kinds of stuff.
The L Word. I think she wound up starring in The L Word.
She was in recently in a one of those Star Wars series that was on.
Really?
Yep. She was in a show, I believe it was called The Chicago Code. It was a procedural police show.
Sounds like my kind of show.
Made by this guy, Sean Ryan, who also did The Shield, which was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
And it was short-lived, but it was good.
The Shield had some corrupt cops in there, didn't they?
Oh.
These guys.
Vic Mackey. You ever watch The Shield with Michael Chiklis?
Unbelievable.
Michael Chiklis also was the commish.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the commish? Well, he was in The Shield. The Shield was fantastic.
Yeah, but then it made me upset because those cops were doing some pretty bad stuff in there.
They were, and they're supposed to be upholding the law.
They're supposed to, but they who's going to watch them?
Yeah.
You know?
And therein lies sort of Shield. The center of that series.
Remarkable. Sean, if you want to franchise one of these places, mm-hmm. I know you were talking about it. You were so impressed with
it. I'm thinking about it, man. I'm going to need your phone number. But.
Yeah. Initial investment somewhere between $430,000 and $718,000. Okay, so you got that covered. That's not all of it. Yeah, man. What do you think these master glazers get paid minimum wage?
Well, no, but compared to some of the, I mean, for the, I think for a minute there, you could get a Steak and Shake franchise for like $2,500.
Well, yeah.
They put it on billboards. They're like, we are in trouble.
Yeah.
That's why they all look like a blown out building right now, man. They're all done.
It's so sad. Steak and Shake's so good.
They charged us $18 for this. And,
yeah.
And we still haven't paid him.
Yeah. For the
Nateland franchise. Yep. Liquidity, $100,000. That just means how much cash you have, I guess, on hand.
You have to have, you better walk in with this much or to make
But yeah,
it
like
flow.
In addition to the, you also got to have something set aside, I think.
Right.
You gotta have, and then it said minimum net worth, $350,000. I'm like, I don't think that's any of your business. I got your liquidity.
I agree,
gave
man.
You your fee.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about my net worth.
Yeah, give me the hams.
Stay in your lane, man.
Yeah.
Give me the hams.
Franchise fee, $30,000. I'm going to guess that's annual.
We should
look into that. Royalty fee, 6%. So. Ad fund, 3.25%. Local advertising, 1%.
You see, this is what I'm talking about.
No,
why can't you just put the franchise...
Yes. Get a drink, yes. Go ahead, Sean. Let him have it.
I justify it. Why don't you just put the franchise fee in the royalty fee?
Well, no,
why do you gotta compartmentalize different things? Just give me one number instead of...
Okay, you want to listen or you want to tee off?
I'll stop teeing off.
Listen for a second.
Go ahead.
Because that royalty fee it's a percentage. It's a varying number. Like it's based on your sales, probably. It's not like we don't know what you're going to make every year. So it's like.
Gotcha. So you have.
You win and lose together.
Yeah. Okay. So you get the percentage of that. And then you have, what was that first? The first one was called what?
Royalty fee was at 6%. Well, you have the initial investment of the 718 grand, which you have. Okay. That's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Liquidity. you got to have $100,000 cash.
Got
in addition
that.
To that.
But this is okay. This is every year?
Every year you got a franchise fee, and then you got some royalty fees on top of it.
Ugh.
And then the ad fund, that's to, but the thing is, I don't know about that ad fund because I have not seen a lot of honey baked ham advertisements.
I didn't even know when we decided this was a topic. I was like, what is this, a mom and pop place?
You had not
mom
heard of it?
I mean, I've mom heard of it. I thought it was like
locations, buddy.
I know there is now. I'm
no.
I just thought it was like a corporate thing here. Like St. Louis, like regional, like our like what Emo's thing? Pizza is to St. Louis, which is like a kind of St. Louis
regional.
Style pizza. Yeah, regional. There you go. Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're big, man. I just told you they're in all these states.
That's right.
I want to get under. We're going to find out about this Iowa thing. It doesn't make sense at all.
That is a little weird. I wonder if there's not a regional chain just killing it up there and honey baked goes, all right, we're gonna
Iowa baked ham. Or, Iowa honey baked ham. Now, they bought Heavenly Ham, and I think that's when they really, really kind of, you know, and they were, I think they bought like 190 Heavenly Ham stores, so it made them pretty big at that point.
Wow.
And I don't do it. Had you ever eaten at a Heavenly Ham?
No, heard of it, but never been there.
I think I'd heard of it too. I'm going to bet it was real similar.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Almost seems like it's like a brother thing, like Oreo and Hydrox.
Like rivals. Yeah, maybe.
Sounds right. Yeah.
I could see that.
But that is weird. Like, I think
shut up, Harry. I'll go open Heavenly Ham and then we'll see.
Yeah.
I ain't working for you no more.
Good pen throw.
I'm going to take the Master Glazers, and then what do you got?
You're gonna have Sean back there trying to glaze a ham, and we all know about that. He falls down all the time.
I will, man.
I'm taking Dad's pocket knife and the razor blade and the washing machine motor. He started this thing with. And the lint and the quarter.
That is so good, man. Yeah, what a stupid. Yeah, Tire Jack. Pie tin.
Yeah.
Washing motor. It's like, what was his, like that.
And the
probably
knife.
And the knife.
The knife is seems
so
to be
that's
the most
probably that's what
part.
He ended up with. Like, what were the first 10 things he tried?
Yeah.
Q-tip.
Yeah. Well, I want to know.
Safety pin.
Well, I want to know. I mean, what else did he
engine.
Try to spiral cut? You know, like
you're right.
He had the machine and then he's just looking around his house for stuff to put.
Yeah.
Nobody wants spiral cut mustard. Spiral cut cheese was a mess.
Yeah.
Get those notebooks over here. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah, spiral cut bread was just awful.
Else is spiral cut?
Well, stairs.
Stairs, yeah.
Yeah, there's spiral stairs.
Yeah.
Can you spiral?
Spiral ham.
Yeah, that's about it.
What about a slinky?
Yeah.
That's not really a spiral, though, is it? It's a circle.
I think it is. Well,
it's
not
a spiral. There's the double helix. That's a DNA, right? That's a spiral, I think.
Double helix feels like it's something different.
Really?
I would say that a slinky absolutely is
a slinky is not a spiral.
Well, then define spiral. Randy?
Let me define it for you.
Is slinky a spiral?
I can define it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, looks like
for the listeners,
that's a slinky.
A slinky doesn't wind around. It just goes, a slinky is a circle. It's not a spiral.
It's a spiral because it's one piece.
If you were to pull it all the way across, it's just one
maybe it is.
Piece
it, yeah,
of things, and it spirals around.
It is spiral. It's a spring. Yeah, I guess all springs are spiraled.
There you go, man.
What else is spiral, though, besides
what I'm,
the way you throw a football?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Spiral. Yeah.
Man, spirals.
I can't read what you got up there, Randy. Randy, we're falling apart here.
We're doing a good job.
Sean's career, bit of a spiral.
Death
Thanks,
spiral.
Man.
You're
That's
saying
really
death, death spiral.
Yeah.
Staircases, I think.
Staircase, yeah.
Yeah. Did somebody has had to do a spiral stair climber joke?
What do you mean?
Like, you know how you do the stair climber?
Oh, exercise.
Exercise. Yeah. There's had to be a joke about that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, I'm sure it's, yeah, it sounds like
that.
A.
Randy, write that down.
Yeah. Can you get that, Randy?
Getting ready for the next special over here. It opens
right,
with.
No, I know what's going on.
You guys ever.
I know somebody's doing it.
You guys ever working out?
Yeah, no, it's. I'm almost positive somebody's done that.
You'll get there, buddy.
Do we have any fun facts?
Yeah, we sure do. The brand Honey Baked Ham boasts about its unmatched quality, and for good reason. All the hams that make it to the stores have to pass a 16-point inspection.
Whoa.
So to be like, yep, this ham is good enough. Only one in every 10 hams clears it to be sold inside a store.
That's 16 point inspection. I just, mm-hmm. I think they're padding that. Like, or it's just like the first employees are pretty dumb. So like, you know, like point one, like, is it a shoe? No.
Yeah. Is it still is attached it a rock? To the pig?
Yeah. Is
does it have teeth in it?
Yeah.
No.
Is the pig alive?
Yeah. Does it oink?
If then you got to go back to step one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At certain stores, if you're at a honey baked ham
also,
store.
Where are they going? The 1 in 10, it said?
Yeah. Where are the bad hams going?
Where are they going to the other places? And they're like, now, where do the other 9 hams go at the ham store?
That don't pass it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably Steak and Shake. That's why they're all closed.
Come on.
Steak and Shake doesn't have ham, does it?
I don't know. Does it?
What?
Did you just do hamburger?
He did.
I did.
I thought Steak I heard it.
Tim was doing a nod to a famous comedian, Alonzo Hamburger Jones. Is it?
I don't know his full name.
Yeah. No, this is
goes by Hamburger. He's look him up. You'll love it.
Legend.
Guy who's for a while, when catchphrases were a big deal, he would just basically say hamburger 75,000 times in his act.
Hamburger.
I think it was originally it was his when he said hamburger that was his substitute for cursing.
Yeah. So he would fill it in.
Yeah. So he just look at you and you in your head you're like, oh, I know what he's really saying, but he go hamburger.
That's great. Is he still around?
He better be.
I haven't seen Hamburger out there.
Down.
But Hamburger and Shucky Ducky were sort of, you don't know about the duck?
You don't know about the duck?
I do. It's a laugh.
Shucky Ducky and Hamburger.
Shucky Ducky,
his version of Hamburger was.
Shucky Ducky, quack, quack.
Shucky Ducky, quack, quack. Shucky Ducky. Yeah, he would say Shucky Ducky. Hamburger would say Hamburger. And they both did very well for themselves. As I understand it, my friend who was at the taping, Lisa Grigsby,
mm-hmm.
She owned a comedy club in Dayton,
mm-hmm.
and it was during that era. And I think Shucky Ducky was a Cleveland guy. I'm not sure. But she says, in her opinion, the duck was the superior comedian.
Oh, to Hamburger?
Yeah, she said the duck was a
superior. No kidding. What's the story about? So the duck, I read a thing about the duck.
Chucky Ducky.
You were saying that kind of the end, he was just on the rise. Yeah, he was huge.
He was very big, and then he kind of went on.
Chucky Ducky, quiet.
He went on a Def Comedy Jam, I believe. And he had a rough set. And I had some rough sets in front of some BET audiences, and it can be tough. And Chris Rock was hosting, a young Chris Rock mm-hmm. went up, and he said, Shucky Ducky, whack, whack. And
that was the end of the duck.
That was it.
That was
rough for the duck. And I hate doing this kind of stuff. It's like I never want to take a shot at a comic in public.
And we're fans.
I like the duck. I like
hamburger.
So I'm not sort of like trying to belittle them. It was a rough time for them. You know, like as somebody, I've had rough sets, and I'm sure people would. Yeah. I don't know what they would say about me. Like, yeah. Failure man, not flute man or something. I don't know, but it's not as clever as whack whack.
Yeah, that's something like that. Failure man could catch on. You got to be careful.
Flute man's pretty big though, man. Although not
flute man ain't
in the sense that
was not hamburger.
No, it's not a hamburger. Are you kidding me?
No, I know, but I'm saying it's not like nobody's ever referred to him.
No,
that.
It was
a huge bit.
Yeah. But I'm saying if I would have gone on and ate it with flute man, what would Chris Rock have said when I was like, yeah.
Yeah, you have those little, you never know, those little things. But no, we're both of, I mean, look up both of them. It's real, real funny.
I love it.
I think it's Alonzo Hamburger Jones and I don't know what the duck's real name is. Our friend Brendan Ayer did a show with the duck.
The duck?
I think maybe he was there the day before and we went and saw the duck. But the duck is, I think I've interacted with the duck on social media. He's really nice.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're fans of both. How do we get? Oh, the ham. Where the leftover ham?
Where's 90%?
How do we do that?
Yeah.
At certain stores, you will find miscuts. If you go in a honey baked ham, there's miscuts. There's nothing that makes them inedible. It's just hams that were sliced poorly. Somebody messed it up when they were cutting them. So honey baked ham discounts them. So if you're in there looking for ham, this is a tip from us, the consumers. Ask the employees behind the counter if they've got any miscuts before you shop the full priced section.
You. get a miscut sandwich, though, deep discount, you definitely have to give them your phone number.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, you got to give them probably. You probably got to give them your driver's license to get a miscut.
Yeah, miscut. I'm wondering how they miscut it. Like, what did that guy do? He's like, Bill, yeah, it's a ham, okay? And you're supposed to cut it in 100 pieces. Those are supposed to be equal pieces. And like the guy, one piece was half of the ham. Yeah, and then he had
got this block. No, man, that's 3.5 pounds of ham. That's not a portion. So we can't use that.
You said cut 100 pieces.
Then the next one's shredded.
Yeah, it's shredded.
Like cat food or something.
Yeah, this one has a finger in it. We're not going to, I don't think that's, yeah, that's a miscut.
They have master glazers, but anybody can try to spiral it. That's why they have these miscuts. My point is, why do they qualify these glazers? Some they got to go to all these schooling and stuff, but then cutting it seems like you just hit a button.
Well, I don't know. I think this you got to operate the spiral thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, the spiral thing's just a machine. I would right.
Yeah.
So right. But I mean, it's probably not a you probably it's probably not just like you push it push play or whatever. You probably got to know how to set it in there, and there's probably some guys. You left it in for 15 minutes over when it was supposed to be in. Now we got shredded ham.
Yeah.
Like, you know, put it in the miscuts.
Honey-baked hams cured for 24 hours, smoked over a blend of hardwood chips for 24 hours. They're taking their time. Hardwood
chips. A lot of these regional ham companies. Softwood chips.
They're right.
It's man. Good at all. That's why they're not the best, like HBH.
It's a
different thing.
Yeah.
And finally, I enjoy this one. Honey-baked ham is committed to the ethical treatment of animals.
Right.
They are ethically spiraling.
They're dead, but it's ethical.
Yeah, they do still kill them.
Oh, yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It'd be pretty awkward if
it's a strange thing to declare. I mean, we see that more and more, the free range, and they're doing, you know. Yeah. But
they
like,
still kill them.
Killing them.
Yeah, they're going to kill these pigs.
But ethically.
Yeah.
They're literally spiraling them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But ethically.
Yeah. Man, I was almost going to.
Those facts ended up not so fun, huh?
Got a little dark. I thought some. Yeah, that last one wasn't very fun.
Yeah, bummed out.
I could have made it funner when you said the cured. I was going to sort of call back Sean's Keurig. And that would have made it fun.
I like it.
Yeah.
But, I like it.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know, man. All right. So we still got more business to take care of.
Yeah, we do.
We got comments.
Yeah.
You want to hit comments? But we've got a special surprise. Randy, could you go prepare the surprise?
Sure.
Did I say surprise?
You did. Yep.
That's
slip number 5 today, buddy.
Is it 5? 5 stutters today?
If you're scoring at home, guys, that's 5 stutters for Greg. But he's had a long weekend, everybody.
That's not bad. I think I had 30 in that first show of my special.
But you did, man. You did crush it.
Yeah.
Great show.
Second crowd. Show, probably, guys, is going to be the one. I got it together midway through.
That was fantastic.
But second show was a pretty awesome show.
The people loved it.
And the first show was a fun live show. I just think the second show will make a better special.
Yep. Crowd applauded with great alacrity. Very proud of him.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is.
I missed. Say it again.
Alacrity.
Alacrity. What does that mean?
I'm going to broadcast this. Randy is walking into the studio.
Wait, hold on. We'll get back to alacrity.
Okay, fine.
I had to throw it in.
He is bringing in what looks to be a package. I know what it is. You guys know what it is. We did an episode on the Cheesecake Factory.
The company that fired me.
The company that fired Sean. Mm-hmm. They reached out. They said they liked our episode on the Cheesecake Factory, and they would like to send us a holiday cheesecake, and we got it right here.
There it is.
I had him send it to Tim's house.
Yep.
Because he's always home, or Emma's usually somebody's home there.
At our house.
They have kids, so somebody needs to be there at some point. Sean and I are away a lot. We got this cheesecake.
We've made it. This early on? It's incredible.
This early on, we're getting stuff.
Yep.
The cheesecake, they reached out to me and they said, hey, wait, wait, wait.
Yep.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm really excited. This is, I believe, their new holiday cheesecake. And man, it looks good.
Go keep ahead, our open, name open out of your mouth.
I don't know if we want to air this. God, this is very exciting.
Open it up, Sean.
And they sent all this stuff too.
What is this?
I mean, it was really classy. Plates, silverware, but like in a nice, you know, it's a nice little picnic situation.
Oh, they gave us that?
I will say you'll notice a piece is gone. My in-laws
Oh, they took
shared with me that they had one last night.
Okay.
And they said it was fantastic.
Oh, wait a minute. There's some topping we're supposed to. Sean, you want to apply the topping? Or is that piece by piece you apply the topping?
Probably. Yeah, man.
Candy cane topping.
Yeah, I would go piece by piece.
But thank you to the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah,
that is nice of them, man. I really think it's a nice gesture. I think they feel bad for firing me.
Into this.
You want to do some comments, the keeper of the comments?
Yes. Lots of stuff on this last episode. Shout out to our guest, of course, the great Dustin Nickerson, who came on. People really, really enjoyed it.
Randy, we might need a... Oh, are these napkins? No, I think we're...
Oh, good. Yeah.
Oh, no, they're plates. Oh, my God. They gave factory, us plates.
They took care of everything. Yeah, give me a slice of that. I'm out of breath for driving. Might be the best entrance ever. That's Brandon Stone 77. Pretty good.
Brandon? Brandon, what's his name?
Brandon.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it was good.
I was, man. Really sad.
Oh, also, we didn't dive into this, but somebody caught it. S. Murphy 006 says, the fact that Greg unabashedly acknowledges having seen A Walk to Remember several times makes me love him even more. That movie is a gem.
Changed my life.
Never watched it.
What leads you down that road in the first place? Will you grab me one, Sean?
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Mandy Moore. Yeah, let's get some napkins. They probably have some in here, to be honest with you. Yeah, they do.
They thought of everything.
They thought of everything. You got, we got there. A lot cooler napkins than this your dumb paper towels, Randy, which are probably private label.
They are actually a name brand. I don't skimp on toilet paper, coffee, or paper towels.
What's your coffee brand that you buy?
Starbucks, Pike Place.
Okay.
All right,
yeah.
I support that. I would not have thought this early on that we'd be
getting gifts.
Yep. Tasting our success, man.
We said a lot of positive things about Cheesecake Factory, but it wasn't like we were sucking up to them to try to get free stuff.
No, Sean was
sucking up. Yeah.
Pretty hard on them.
Oh, yeah. Sean's.
I'm so sorry we don't have that anymore. Still dumb.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not dumber than you saying, what are they going to do? What are they going to do?
That was true. That was very stupid.
Well, they're going to fire you.
Hey, you want a topping here, man? That's how they. Yeah, that's how you're supposed to do it.
This comment. These are YouTube comments, by the way. So if you know, however you consume the podcast, comments. We've primarily been going off YouTube. Some in the consumers Facebook fan page. You can share there, and then the Apple reviews. We love to.
We'll Apple reviews, guys. It helps us.
But Steve Kelly won. This had me laughing real hard. He said, "If I heard someone say baseball is more difficult than wrestling, I'd expect that person to look and sound exactly how Dustin Nickerson looks and sounds."
Oh, yeah, that was great.
I could not stop laughing.
Yeah, they got him. Yeah. Man, the people loved Dustin Nickerson.
So dude, he was great.
I got an update. If you guys remember, his son, after he recorded 2 days later, was going to compete in the regionals cross-country championship in California. Yeah. And he qualified for the state meet.
Yeah,
which is huge.
Buddy.
In California, it's huge. That kid's going to run in college, man. In a Division I college. So it's pretty amazing. Sean, you haven't taken a bite yet, have you?
No, I have. Yeah.
What do you think?
That's good.
Tim?
I think it's good. Incredible.
Yeah. Sean's not going to say anything too positive because they fired him. He's still angry about it. But
it's a peppermint cheesecake. We're shaking candy cane sort of crumbles on top of it. Yeah, really, really good.
No, I'm being nice about him. No, it's great.
Oh, wow.
I mean, personally, I would have, you know, they should have sent us a caramel. But outside of that, I'm not complaining like everyone thinks I do.
No. Yeah, you wouldn't ever.
This is probably just what they don't sell the most of. No, I'm joking, man. It's awesome. Man. It's great.
Fantastic.
KB Maybe said, now that Greg's condo renovation is complete, maybe you could work on that table. Well, we decorated it today.
Yeah, we decorated
it. We did, KB. Man. In fact, luckily, as of right now, you can't barely see this thing.
Yep.
So that's a huge relief.
Looking good.
Yeah, it could fall at any point.
At any point, man. This thing is trash.
We talked last time quite a bit about Greg's wrestling in his ear, the cauliflower ear. Anyway, I think we, you know, you showed it on the podcast. And Bri, I don't know what you would say that, Brygoss 6733 said, hey, is the C in the consumer's logo supposed to be Greg's favorite ear?
That is a corn.
That's funny.
We should take time and do this because...
That's corn. That's obviously a donut. The O, the C is corn. The N is two smokestacks.
Correct. Nickelodeon slime.
No, the S is basically, it's a fountain drink at your favorite gas station.
Or that.
Like a lemon lime, sort of a Mountain Dew-ish fountain drink. The U is a sneaker, I think. The M is like a maybe a chocolate cake, really. An iced chocolate cake or some sort of maybe a fudge stick or something like that. The E is one of those charging stations for
an electric vehicle.
An electric vehicle.
Wow, I thought it was a hose.
Okay.
I seriously did. You don't see that?
The R is a Starbucks cup or a coffee cup. If you're Sean, it's a Dunkin' Donuts cup. And the S is pizza.
Yeah.
And who made that logo?
Our buddy Dan Wade, who's a fantastic, not only graphic designer, but musician and artist. And he and I go way back. So, yeah, Dan Wade.
Good guy, too.
Yeah, if you need somebody to make some cool stuff, especially like his rock and roll stuff.
And the T-shirt's on the way. We're going to get those going.
Yeah, real, real soon. And some other, fun stuff. So, thanks to Dan Wade. Cameron Hadley, 8209, said, The assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford has been brought up nearly every episode, and every time I feel a little bit of pride because it's also one of my favorite movies ever. But then I feel a little shame because of who I'm agreeing with.
That's a shot at you.
But then he said, just kidding, loving the podcast and everyone in it.
I feel like maybe he doesn't like you.
No, people, it's like fun. You know, we all take shots at each other.
Yeah, man.
Something I had to get used to, especially like on the radio show, that I'd meet people in public and they would just walk up to me and insult me. And I, because on the show, we just would give each other so much heat. And so people just, it's their way of kind of being included. They just walk up and be like, you're not as good looking as you think you are. And I'm like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Never said that.
I did a show one time in Indiana. And I don't know. I think I had done a cruise ship the week before, and I was like hustling to get there. I was just disoriented, and I get out of the, it was in like some farm area or something. And I get out, and I literally just get out of the car in this field, and I'm walking towards where they're having the show, and this guy just intercepts me. He just starts roasting me, going off on me. He's like, man, you're old and you're not in shape anymore. And they're like, oh, and I was like, I was so close to just 180, get back in the car.
Yeah, like, see ya.
And he didn't know any better. He thought he was just having fun. But I was like, I don't really know you.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not that skilled at doing this.
Right.
You know, usually. Yeah.
Like most people are just having fun. Some of them mean it. Some of them are taking shots. So,
Yeah.
David Bushy, 1980, said, is it just me or when they do a wide shot of the four of them? This is on the YouTube. Tim and Sean look massive. Greg and Dustin look mini size.
Yeah.
Well, people have said that.
I am massive, so that's part of the problem.
We're all the same height, right?
No.
What are you?
5'6".
Short. I'm not 5'6".
What are you, 5'10"?
5'8" and a half, probably.
Oh, man.
Eight and a half.
You're 6", right?
What a nerd. 5'8", 8 and a half.
2 quarters. What are you?
I'm 3 and a half years old. 6 foot, exactly.
Yeah, we're the same height.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm shorter than.
Some
shorter
of it's the here. Perspective of the thing, but. Yeah, Greg's a little guy.
I just want to say, I think I am. I'm short, and I got to tell you, this is amazing. This cheesecake,
it's really good,
and the little peppermint candy on top really kind of makes it.
It does trigger heartburn. That's the bad news.
It's good.
It doesn't.
That is true. A peppermint does, man. So don't tell me my business on that one. I know. I took Prilosec for years, man, and one of the worst things is peppermint. Doesn't mean peppermint's not awesome. Somebody's on Prilosec right now. Watch out the peppermint. Mm. Go ahead, Tim.
All right, a couple more here.
This is just enraging. We finally get some free stuff.
Yeah.
We get something cool. And he's like, it's going to give you heartburn. Could you just learn to shut up?
So good.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They're just unbelievable.
Yeah. Like,
guys, oh, we love the cheesecake. They're the greatest. Oh, man, I'm going to go there to lunch today. I just said thank you to Cheesecake for. I appreciate them. That has nothing, that's not a shot at Cheesecake Factory on peppermint.
I just want to tell you right now, we're not getting a honey baked ham.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're not.
In fact, by the way, I got some stuff cooking with Dunkin's, by the way, and I'm keeping it on the down low.
Are you serious?
That is a fact.
Start talking. Are you serious?
What's today? I need until about February 1st. I need a little time.
What?
That's a long time.
It is, but
you think this podcast is going to be on February 1st, man?
Yeah,
we're dead in the water.
Yeah, we got what?
You just insulted our first sponsor.
I did not insult them, man. You don't listen. Your brain is broken. I just said peppermint gives heartburn.
God,
what? I said this is unbelievable.
I can't wait to see what you. Dunkin' is who I was definitely hardest on, so I'd be very very happy if we got
specifically
coffee.
Trust me, they know because they watched.
Still not going anywhere near their donuts.
Oh, by the way, man.
Duncan has watched the podcast.
As long as we're talking about previous episodes, I don't know if you guys saw near the comedy club, there's a Lego store. And outside there was a giant Lego giraffe, and it was made of Legos. It had to be, I don't know, 20 feet high. It was giant. And I was just, Matt and I were wondering, like, you think that it's like one guy built it from, or did it show up, you know?
Oh.
Or was there just some guy out there with cars driving by? He's like, looking at the directions, like, it's missing a piece. It's missing.
I bet they did that, and it was like it attracted people around.
Yeah, there's probably like kids got to participate.
That was a big one. That was really cool. All right, here we go. This is a review from Apple Reviews. The subject is too intense for me.
Uh-oh.
Greg is an intense personality. As a guest on Nateland, he is made for some entertaining episodes. However, even on those, the I take peanut butter seriously shtick can become a bit grating. 2 stars.
Wait, a bit what? What was the last
grating? A bit grating.
He doesn't care for me.
Grating.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't care for me.
Intense personality.
My only problem with that, I mean, you take me or leave me, is the shtick.
Oh.
Yeah. Shtick?
Yeah.
I committed 10 years of my life to that company. You call that shtick?
Yep.
Huh?
It's the real thing.
I stand behind it.
It is a painful word to hear.
Ew.
Shtick. Mm. Yeah. Skit is up there too.
This guy, you know, he has the right to say what he wants to have.
Just and like, he has the right to charge his phone.
He has the right to charge his phone. But I don't know. I bet he's not that funny.
I agree. Is it weird for you to be on a podcast with Sean and have someone call you an intense personality?
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't feel right, does it?
Doesn't feel good.
Doesn't feel natural.
No.
Although I have calmed down. If you look at from episode 1 to now, I am a different guy. It was just too much heat, so I backed off.
No, you should. A, you shouldn't back
you
off.
You shouldn't back
we
off.
We want the real Sean O'Brien.
Yeah, because.
I tell you, no, you don't.
Yeah, we do.
It's been a real problem.
We don't want the guy on some of those early episodes that the people didn't see. That wouldn't shut up.
There are
the whole
some
time.
Demo episodes out there that we will sell five grand an episode.
Yeah, if you want to see that.
I mean, we got about 8 of them.
One practice episode that I have in mind. It was one of the worst pieces of entertainment that you could. It was terrible.
And I'm definitely a major part of that problem.
A major part. You were the problem.
All right. Well, there's one way to put it. I thought
You were interrupting more than our friend Bob Biggerstaff,
which is insane.
Interrupting king.
Yeah. It was rough. So
don't tone it down.
Yeah, don't tone it down, buddy.
I'll pick it back up, man.
Yeah, don't. Just be yourself. Yeah, be
yourself. Thanks, coach. All right. I got you, man.
This is delicious.
Yeah, you got to knock it off of that. You're supposed to. Okay,
so I'm through comments.
You're done with comments, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? We don't have one.
You didn't even try.
Business.
What do you mean?
I read so many.
Well, just give us one more, just for fun. Give me one where somebody takes a shot at me. I get a bunch on there.
No, somebody got into. We were talking Elton John with Dustin. Somebody gets into that a little bit.
What, pro or anti?
Video Pro 4566 said Sugar Bear, notwithstanding, meaning they don't like that Elton John song. Someone say My Life Tonight is about as high as abstract art can go. Bernie had his moments, but it definitely went best with what Elton was doing. Peace, guys. Because I was criticizing. I was saying that Elton John succeeded in spite of Bernie Taupin's bad lyrics. And this guy's saying it's good, but he calls it abstract art. I would not consider a pop song abstract art. That's wrong, right?
I would. Yeah, I don't even know what he means by abstract art, like literally art on the wall.
You were in the Allman Brothers.
Yeah. What's an abstract?
Abstract art is not a song.
No, not a song.
Is there a musical version of abstract art that's not Elton John?
Like weird noise sort of tracks or something, I would say you could say are abstract.
Techno.
Abstract in my mind, I don't know, and let's look it up, is like where everybody sort of translates it differently.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not definitively like Sean's shirt over there is like, that is a fish. No one's going to say anything else.
Nah, some people think it's a trout rather than a salmon.
But it's a fish.
Yeah, it is a fish.
We know that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought that was a weird thing.
Okay.
But yeah, Sugar Bear's rough.
We did.
Sorry, I got to defend my, Dustin's not here, but he was saying your song is so good and he's like, oh, it's such a masterpiece. There's a line in there where he goes, if I was a sculptor, but then again, no. That's so dumb. Like, dude, you changed your mind when you were writing it. You didn't have to put that in the song. Right. That's lazy.
I kind of like that.
That's a point for me. No, it's not. It's don't give him credit for that. It's
better. Dustin or Elton? Or Bernie?
Dustin and Bernie. No one went. It's you should. It's bad. It's bad songwriting.
Yeah.
It's but memorable. Then again,
no.
Then again, no.
Because it's lame.
I don't know, man.
It is a good. Overall, it is a good song. Again, Elton crushes it, and the chorus is great.
A little bit like jealousy, doesn't it?
Yeah. He's fired up about it, and I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
It kind of reminds me of me.
Abstract art is non-objective art.
He has the courage to be himself, though, instead of laying back.
Dude, I'll go back. Hey, you asked for it. You got it. Wait till next week, man.
Gesture marks to convey emotional.
Alacrity, what was that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, alacrity.
We'll move on from abstract, but it's not abstract. Go ahead.
We were just talking alacrity. I think it just means with, like, accepting something with great enthusiasm. Very, like, T accepted the word with great alacrity or, like, something like.
I don't think.
I promise you, man, I used it right. It's just.
I think
it's
you did use it right, but I don't think accepting.
Randy, maybe not accepting, but it's, like. Yeah.
A-L-A-C-R-I-T-Y.
There it is. You got it.
Alacrity.
Brisk and cheerful readiness.
Okay.
So it's back, man. I gave it a week off.
Yeah, nice
and
job,
I figured,
buddy.
You know what?
Word of the day.
I'm a smart person.
No, that's not.
Let's not get carried away. You're right.
Yeah.
Let's bring it in there.
Yeah. Can we move on from the comments?
Yeah, we're going to do the...
Yes. Okay. A while back, during the Lego episode, Sean, he stepped up. He went into the Lego store, and he bought a kit, and he built a space shuttle, and it opens up here. And we said, whoever leaves the first comment on Apple Podcasts is going to get this. Was going to get this, and we have a winner.
Yeah. So many people commented, which we appreciate.
A lot of people, and we're going to try to do this again. We're going to give away some stuff. We're not giving away this cheesecake because it's awesome.
Yeah. This is Mucopotamus.
Let's say it again.
Mucopotamus.
Mucopotamus. Are you kidding me?
Mucopotamus.
Great. We're not doing this because of the name.
No. First one.
But I'm glad that it's Mucopotamus that won.
Mucopotamus shares. I've listened every week. I currently travel for work, and every Tuesday, I'm in the car very early. This helps my drive so much. I'm not an A-fole, adult fan of Legos, but would love the Lego model. Could all of you sign it? Keep up the great work. You all are awesome.
We can sign it.
Love Mucopotamus.
It's going to have to be probably small signatures.
That's not a problem.
And I don't know. I don't know. They're going to wipe right off of a Lego, I would think.
Not a Sharpie.
No, we'll find something.
I think a Sharpie will wipe off of a Lego.
Yeah.
We should do that like our version of Mythbusters. Will a Sharpie signature wipe off a Lego?
Yeah. I bet it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me too.
I mean, I bet you there's a spray that you could put on it to sort of make it that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe we should type something up that's, you know, like this, like certify it.
Sure.
They certify it.
A plaque and a...
Yeah,
or like certificate notarized. Of authenticity. Is that what we need?
Mucopotamus, how are they going to reach out to us? Can you DM me on Instagram and say this is Mucopotamus and this is my address? And we will. What? Why are you laughing, Randy?
Well, what if there's a fraud?
Exactly. I think we can.
That's why he's laughing. That's good.
You know. Now you have 9 emails from Mucopotamus.
This is.
Hey, does anybody
that
know
was a
Mucopotamus?
Dumb thing that I just said, wasn't it?
Yes, it was really stupid, man.
Yeah, that's why Randy.
But you're
laughing.
A slow
that was
roller.
Really stupid.
Yeah.
It's really stupid. How are we going
to
do this?
We might be able to interact through the Apple reviews. We'll take a look at it.
We're going to find you, Mucopotamus.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's also assuming like a dozen people are just like. Doing anything they can to get this thing.
There are. There's. We had probably 20 comments.
Well, how's it looking on Android podcast? Any action over there?
No idea.
I don't think that you can get podcasts on Android.
That even exists.
I won't go there at all.
Our next thing is going to be given away on Spotify probably.
That's great.
Yeah, we're going to give away something cool on Spotify. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Haven't decided. We'll sign a fish shirt. How about that? You want to do that now?
Yeah.
The next person.
Fish shirt. No, you should do one of the peanut butters, man. It's your show.
The next person to leave, the first person to leave a Spotify comment that says, I want a signed salmon shirt.
No, Jeff.
No, you're not in charge. I'm in charge.
What a shock.
Now, here's the thing. We'll do the shirt.
We're going to sign the shirt. They don't want the shirt. They want the peanut butter.
Yeah, be yourself. Let it go.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it coming.
You just don't get it, man.
I don't want to send food.
Nobody wants.
I don't want to send food.
It's. All right.
Yeah. We're going to sign the shirt.
We'll sign the shirt.
Here's what we do. We're going to compromise.
And then you're more than welcome to give it to Goodwill, and then I'll see it there.
We'll compromise. We'll sign a shirt.
Spotify podcast
and say you want the Sean O'Brien shirt. And if you really want peanut butter as well, we will sign a jar of Jif. We're not advising that you eat that Jif.
Yeah.
It's fine, man. It's been there
for a while.
It's good for 14 months.
It's good. It's not going to hurt you, but I take pride in that product. I sold it.
I know.
I sold it for a long time. If somebody's having Jif, I would like them to get a fresh jar of Jif. I don't want to send that Jif, okay? It's been in here already. We've been doing, how many episodes we've done, Randy?
44.
44 episodes. 44 episodes. That Jif has been there for a while, Sean.
Yeah. All right, man.
I don't want to do that.
I don't think it's going to cause,
It's not going to cause any problems.
Nobody's going to pass away.
Yeah. That's definitely not what's going
to
happen.
It's not like you have to do a show and I died.
When you have a Jif sandwich, it's a special thing. It's a special thing.
All right, I got plugs to hit. Leave a Spotify comment is the point and you can get something from us.
And Mookopotamus. Stay in contact, buddy.
We'll, all nine of you guys.
We're gonna figure it out.
We'll be in touch, Mookopotamus.
We'll find you.
I can't say it, but thank you guys for all the comments and all the support. Meeting people in Columbus was great. We really, really, really.
Man, I went through the whole podcast without getting mad at him.
We're grateful. I know.
Who are you mad at, Randy?
No.
What did he do, man? He's a good guy, man. Leave him alone. The guy's working hard
over here, busting. I mean, come on,
guy. You didn't even offer him a piece of pie or whatever this is.
He'll get some
cheesecake, man. Yeah. We're not getting anything else free. You're just ruining it.
No, that's not true. We got some things cooking with Duncan.
But we are thankful is the point. Plugs. We got stuff coming up. Saturday, December 8th, I will be at the pageant for Punk Rock Christmas. If you like Christmas music, if you like rock and roll, I get a band that plays Christmas songs. It's great. 3 p.m. show, 8 p.m. show. Going to be great.
To clarify, the pageant is in St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri.
We have a lot of listeners all over the globe.
Yeah.
And if you want to come in, it would be a great, great time.
Yeah, people come in for it.
Sean and I think that night we'll be in Tacoma, Washington, so we're not going to be able to make it.
Yeah, but it'll still be fun.
But go to the show.
Yeah, timconveystuff.com, punkrockchristmas.com, all that. And then
who else is in the band?
Moon. Moon Valjean. He was in Story of the Year, and then he—
currently in a big band, right?
He's in Goldfinger.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you like punk rock and roll, ska, all that stuff. Yeah, we have just an incredible horn section. And then if you follow
Funky
me on—
Funky Butt Brass Band?
No, those are other— they're not going to be there. It's our horn section, which is, pretty rocking.
It's so cool.
There's some stuff online. We put out an EP available wherever you stream music, Punk Rock Christmas by The Misfit Machine. So we do a version of Angels We Have Heard on High, and then we do some of our own. We have a song called Christmas is Exhausting that's out there and a couple other things.
It was cool. We played it on the way up, man.
Yeah.
We played it. It was great. While you were texting and driving, I played the whole thing. 11 minutes, so it was really nice. He didn't even notice.
11 minutes of holiday punk rock in one EP. It's a good time. Check that out.
I hate these guys that are not safe drivers.
And then I'm at the Funny Bone at Streets of St. Charles in the St. Louis area, January 16th through 19th with—
you got it, right here.
My buddy Sean O'Brien.
Thank you, Timmy.
Special guest appearance from—
Greg Warren.
My buddy Greg
Warren. Sunday night, I will be there. I'll be on the way back from Springfield Mo, but I'm going to come in. Tim's— it's a fun time when Tim headlines a show. He's got some good stuff. He's got a great new joke about campaign ads that I really, really enjoy.
That is great, man.
And he's got and when he does this show in St. Louis, he brings around Kevin, who wrote the theme song to our podcast.
Yeah.
And Kevin and him do some musical stuff at the end of the show. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, super fun. So yeah, you guys, it'll be great. Get those tickets.
You guys are bringing in Steve Perry from Journey, right?
Steve Perry from Journey, who I only know through Randy and the time he spent in Journey.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
Connected us, so it'll be— thanks again for that, Randy. Greg and Sean have stuff coming up. Like you said, Tacoma Comedy Club, that's December 5th through 7th. Cincinnati Funny Bone, Greg and I, December 13th and 14th. You're in Washington, D.C.
D.C. at the D.C. Improv with Ryan Beck. That's going to be a really fun time. That is one of the coolest shows ever, and we are doing the first ever kids show in D.C.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice, yeah, they've never had entertainment for children in D.C. until just that week.
What did they do?
No, the Ice Capades skipped him. Disney on Ice have skipped him for years.
I hate to hear
Barney hates DC. So this is the first time there's ever no puppet shows.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, so we're gonna do the kids show, I believe, this Sunday.
That's great. December 2021 era over at the DC Improv. And then I didn't even know this. New Year's Eve, you're at Helium in Indy.
Yeah, with Dummy here.
Oh, no That'd kidding? Me. In Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Guys.
He's correct.
That's going to be great.
Name calling uncalled for, but yeah.
Man, yeah, we'll see if you guys make it to New Year's. Everybody keep your fingers crossed. GregWarrenComedy.com. My stuff is at TimConveyStuff.com.
And my stuff is not at SeanO'Brien.com. The football teamster guy or whatever.
Owns it.
There's like a famous Sean O'Brien. He's like in like union stuff. It's hilarious. I promise you, if you Google Sean O'Brien, he's 8,000. He's got SeanO'Brien.com. That's my point. So.
Okay.
Should have him put your shows up, though.
Yeah, I know.
That would be good. Yeah, talk about labor movements.
And also all the opening for Greg.
Funny bone.
Yeah.
This has been the Consumers.
We should say Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We're thankful.
Like I wasn't going to do that.
I just was making sure, man. Sometimes you get excited and forget.
We are the Consumers. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. You have the right to charge your phone.
Go Bills.
Once again, thank you to my good friends, Tim Convy and Sean O'Brien, for helping me get through my special.
Love you, buddy.
We love you guys. I love you guys.